I feel like we need to get the royal music ready because yesterday, the Queen's birthday long weekend saw a bunch of people in our region, four to be specific, win themselves orders of Australia medals, which is huge.
Huge, great for the local community when local people do get nominated.
Yes. One of these men in particular was Michael D'Elia. He joins us now. Morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Congratulations, mate. Yes. Huge honour.
Thank you. Thank you. Although I will just correct you. There was a number of people who got Order of Australia medals. I was awarded what they call the Emergency Services Medal.
Right.
Which is one of a series of different awards that can be given. So there's Public Service Medal and there's Ambulance Medals and Police Medals. So, yeah, mine was the Emergency Services Medal, which is still pretty cool. So, yeah.
Yeah, so you've been a long-serving member of the Shepparton Search and Rescue Squad. That's how you got nominated. What an absolute privilege and honour for you, mate.
It's just absolutely awesome. Been with Shep Search and Rescue for 16, nearly 17 years, and currently the president of the squad, and just love what I do. It's a fantastic organisation and fantastic people there. So, yeah.
So what exactly does it involve being a part of the search and rescue squad? Like, what's a day-to-day happenings in there?
Well, the day-to-day happening could be anything and everything.
Yeah.
Shep Search and Rescue, there's no SES unit in Shepparton, so we're an independent emergency service and the only one of its type in Victoria now. Others have gone by the wayside and that sort of stuff. So we do road crash rescue, we do industrial rescue, aircraft rescue if needed, and train for rail rescue as well. But we also do the, somebody rings 000 or 132500 because there's a tree down over a road or they've had roof damage. Shep Search and Rescue goes out and does all of those things. So some days and some weeks we do absolutely nothing except for train. And there's other times when we can be out 3 or 4 days in a row because of storm damage or other things where we're helping out the community. So, yeah.
Oh, good on you, Michael. Big heart, mate, for doing that. If you're part of the Shepparton Search and Rescue Squad, I've been talking about it all morning. I lost my keys, wallet and phone over the weekend. You reckon you can gather the team together and can we do a little search and rescue for my belongings? Because I'm feeling very naked this morning, Mike.
If you can give us a small area that we can search,
we can in fact
it's the deck in Shepparton.
Right. Okay. Oh well, my daughter actually works there. Maybe she could go and have a proper look for you.
Oh, there you go. I'll speak to you off air.
Yeah. She sounds like the person to go to, having it in the blood.
Absolutely.
The shirts and search and rescue jeans.
Hey, Michael. Though you did get to win this award, you do have to get nominated. So did you receive that? You find out a few months prior that you got nominated?
Yeah, so 3 months ago I got a letter saying that I'd been nominated. It doesn't tell me who nominated me, but says that I've been nominated and asks me whether or not I was happy to receive the award, the nomination, and obviously I said yes.
Yeah.
And then a couple of weeks ago it was confirmed that yes, I had in fact been approved for it and that I'd receive it yesterday. So
unbelievable. Yeah. Well done, mate. Mm-hmm. Very proud.
How did you celebrate?
celebrated yesterday. So there's a couple of media things that had to be done. Actually, it was just pretty much a busy day. I was down at the shed for a couple of hours, caught up with a couple of mates for a coffee, had dinner with my wife, who is just an amazing person.
Yeah.
And this award is as much for her and my two adult kids, as much for me. The amount of times that they've given up stuff for me to be able to run off to rescue and things like that, it's a family thing.
Yeah, of course.
Good on you, mate. That's amazing.
Well, you're a true hero. The whole region is super proud of you. So well done.
Thank you.
Bask in this glory forever. You're pretty much the Queen's best friend now. I feel like that's how it works, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's right. I should have her mobile number so I can just give her a bell and have a chat.
Yeah. She's a good friend of our show.
Coffee with the Queen.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for all your services, Michael. We appreciate it, and so does the rest of the Goulburn Valley.
Thank you. Really appreciate the chance to talk to you guys. Fantastic.
Anytime.
Anytime, my friend. And I want to give a shout out as well to the other Goulburn Valley recipients of medals. Merrigan's John Chant, Joyce Baker-Dorba from Shepparton, and Elizabeth Gifford as well also all took home medals. So massive day for the region. Michael, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much. Really good.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.